Good morning, it's past week's daf. Daf Mem Dalad and fourth perk Maseches Ksubis. I think what we'll start today, we'll start the Mishnah. And maybe we'll have some time, we can go back to the previous sugya. The Mishnah Mem Dalad towards the bottom. Zok the Mishnah. Hagi Yoides, Shenizgai Rebita, Ima. Vizinsel. Hardezu Bechenik. Rashi tells us that this nus that we're talking about over here is Be'erisin V'hi'Nair. So this is concerning the parasha of Nair HaMurasim. We haven't discussed this yet, but we've discussed the din of Oynes U'mafate. Oynes U'mafate is nus of a Pnuya. And the parasha of Nair Murasa is a parasha of an Eishes Ish. She's Nair Murasa, she's a Psula, and the parasha is what we call Moitzi Shemra. Her husband is Prinz Adam, that she was Mizana. So there's two sides to the possibilities the pasuk talks about. That the pasuk says on one side that if it's taka true, and the edim stands the set he brings, so eishes ish zinsa. Now it is the regular chiv misa. It's chiv misa eishes ish. An eishes ish zinsa. In general, is misos bechenek. It's mischadish in the parasha of Naimurasa that misosa is beskila. And we'll see, Pasuk talks about Pesach Beisavia in conjunction with the skila. That's if the edus that is brought stands. Now, the Pasuk talks about that if the Eidus doesn't stand, right? Mar talks about that, how that's so, how do you disprove Eidim? Maybe through the Parasha of Hazama. But if the Eidus doesn't stand, and he was just being Moitzi Shemra, it was a lie that was made up. So on that, the Pasuk continues and says that there's certain Chiyuvim that the Baal has. V'yisroes v'yonshuvoyso me'a kesef chiv malchus that the Baal gets, and there's a knas of me'a kesef, 100. That's the background that we have to know for this Mishnah. Now the Mishnah discusses like this: Hagiyoshin skaya bita imo. The Rishonim all say that really the point of the Mishnah over here is that this Isha that was Mizana, this Nair Murasa that we're discussing about over here, is that she's a Giyaris, she's Hirasa V'Leidasa Shaloi B'Kdusha, but we want her to still be a Naira in order that she should fit into the parasha as far as that's concerned. So we need that she was Nizgaira Pchusim Baz Gimel. Nizgaira Pchusim Baz Gimel, so that is why she's been scattered with Ima, right? Whether that's just a derech or there maybe is no other way, but akoponim. But that's the ikar point in the Mishnah over here, is that she was nizgayr, so she was born haros v'leidasa shaloi b'kedusha. That means that she was born when her mother was still a goy. That's a harasa v'leidasa shaloi b'kedusha. But today, and b'shas, and obviously she was megayir, she couldn't get married otherwise. She underwent a geiris. She got married, and then the whole episode of the Hitzor Shemra happened. So Zokta Mishnah Harezu Bechenek. The Mishnah says that the chiyuv misa, the chiyuv skila that says in the parasha does not apply to her. The chiyuv misa that she has is like that of a regular eishes ish. So Rashi, v'zinsu be'erisin, that's part of the halacha that she's in mizana while she's still in arusa, v'hi naira, naira besula, right? These are the conditions of the parasha. Arizu v'chenek. So Rashi, v'afil nizgar p'chusa mibas gimel shonim. Then we're talking about over here that she fits into the parasha. Afilu nizgai rapchus mibas gimel shonim b'cheskes besulahim. So why is it that the parasha doesn't apply to her? Notice that Rashi would be saying that if she was nizgaira after gimel, so the reason why the parasha wouldn't apply to her because of poshut she's not a besula, right? That would be the reason. So, I mean, it could relate to the fact that she was a geiris, because even though we don't have any proof, outside proof that she's not a besula, but the fact that was a geiris, right? That we learned in the sugyas before that any geiris that she's megai after three is becheskas. Is Becheskas Be'ula. However, so Rashi, that's not the point of this Mishnah over here, because even if she is Becheskas P'sula, as far as that's concerned, the Pasha doesn't apply to her. Why? The Chiksiv Skilo, B'nai Murosa, B'Yisro Ksiva. The Chiksiv Ki, also Son of all B'Yisro. And the Pasuk mentions, the Pasuk, also Navol B'Yisroel, that Pasuk, Chazal understands that is she has to have the Mila of Yisrael, and that we'll see Akoponim requires that she should have some kind of of background Yisrael, and if she's Hayrasa v'leidasa, Shaloi Bekdusha, so she's not Bechlau Yisrael concerning this halacha. So that's why the Pasha doesn't apply to her. All the demons of the Pasha don't apply to her. Let's see further. Zokta Mishnah Vaitim, Hoysa Hayrasa, Shaloi Bekdusha, Leidasa Bekdusha. The Mishnah talks now about the next level. That let's say when she was born, her mother was already Megayer. So that's called Leidosa Bekdusha. Harasa Shloi Bekdusha. But Leidosa is Bekdusha. Zokta Mishnah Harezu Biskilo. Then she already has the Skilo. She's Bechlau Yisrael, Harezu Biskilo, Ve'ein lo loy Pesach Beis Ho'av V'loy Meya Selo. Now Rashi says the Pasuk says V'haytziu Es Hanair El Pesach Beis Aviv Uskoluho, that the Skilo is done Pesach Beis Aviv. Now in this situation she doesn't have an av to have a Pesach Beis Aviyah, because since it was Hayrasa Shaloi Bekdusha, so she's not shaykh to her father. We'll see Rashi brings the psukim, Zima Susim Zimosam, and that's the basis of this halacha, that it's Ein Lo Pesach Beis Av. So Rashi, that means Ein Tzoch Loitzil Al Pesach Beis Aviha. There's Skila, but this din over here, right? We'll see what level the Gemara talks about, that it's maybe just the mitzvah by even by Bas Yisrael. However, over here, she doesn't have this halacha for that reason, right? Because we don't have an av, a legal av, no, as far as in halacha. Now the Mishnah says further, "Levlei Meya Sela." V'loi meya selam. Right? This refers to the chiyuvim of the Baal in on if what he's saying is not true, or his edim get right, if his edim are shown to be false edim. So the Mishnah says that ein lo v'loi meya kesef v'loi meya selam. Now this is a little different than what we spoke before. We spoke before there's no base of here. That's more a technical aspect of it, right? Since it's a rasa shleva dusha. I mean, the truth is, I'm just seeing as the way I said it, that might not be so accurate, right? Because theoretically, if you have a Bas Yisrael that's Bor Lea Akum, is also she doesn't have a father, right? Even though she's Harasa Bigdusha, right? Her mother, right? So it wouldn't be so accurate to say that it's because she was a Rosh Hashanah B'Kedusha, right? It's really because the father is a god. Akoponim, I believe. Yeah. Akoponim. But what we're pointing out over here is like this, is that the din of Pesach Beis Avia is more a technical.
So, but then how would the Rav deal with the flip side? Is, let's say, the harasa was Shalom Kedusha with the Jewish father.
So, same thing.
Well, the Rav said the reason it's because the father is a guy. Yeah, the father isn't a guy.
Okay. So, let's see. So, I mean, if she is... The halacha is... That if the mother, right, she's miyuchas to the mother, right? So even in such a case, right, that would be, if the mother is a goy, if she's a goy at that time, even if the father is a yid, that's the halacha that her ishu yodeh tel adinel, or that's a bashivcha. The Gemara has other psukim that we saw that she's miuchas bosa the mother, so I guess in both of those cases.
So I guess you'd say that the underlying thing is that she's not mishyachis to the father.
Right. For whatever reason, yeah, a different right, different reason why she's not miuchas to the father. So ein lava pesach beis avia, again, I'm saying is a technical issue. V'loi meya sela. This means that in this situation, the chiyuvim that the Baal have, if what he's saying is not true, don't apply over here. And even though the Mishnah just mentions Meya Sela, I will say that there's also a din of Malkus, right? But the Rishonim say, we'll see in the Gemara later on, that the Mishnah is referring to really all the chiyuvim of the Baal. The chiyuvim of the Baal go together. These ways of Anshuwai. So the Pasuk says that it refers to both the Chiyuvim of the Baal. Okay, we'll see in the Gemara where that is. But Akapon, at this point, right, we're just making a mention of it. Now, Oibazai, so then it comes out that this din is split. The parasha we just said has two dinim. You have the din if it's Emes and her Chiyuvay Skila. And then you have, if it's not Emes, what his chiyuvim are. So we just said that if it's a Leidosa Bikdusha, then she does have skila. Right? So it seems to me she is included in the parasha. As the Mishnah continues, the Mishnah says, however, she's only included in the parasha concerning her chiyuv Misa. But as far as the Baal's chiyuvim, that is not enough, the fact that she's a Leidos Bekdusha, right? That's what says the Mishnah. We'll see the Makaris to this, where this came from. But that's what we see, that there's a split halacha over here. That that Leidasa Bekdusha is ready enough to include her in the Chiyuvei Skila of the Parsha. And I would say that Be'etzem would have included the full Din Skila. You know, the Pesach Beis Aviyah is just not technically not possible. That's why it doesn't apply. But if it was, it would apply. Whereas the Chiyuvim of the Baal, that will see that it's not sufficient the fact that she's only a Leidasa Bekdusha. The fact that she's a Hirasa Shloi Bekdusha, is that's why she's not the Chiyuvim of the Baal weren't said over here. Let's see Rashi. Zok Rashi. V'loi meyo sela. Im nimtza bal shakran ve'edov zoymimin. Zok Rashi, this is the tzad of the Baal Shakran. He's the Moitzi Shema. Rashi makes a mention over here. How's that possibly brings Edom? You know, how do you disprove Edom? Rashi says, it goes with Hazama. We'll see later. We'll see the sugyas by us over here. The Kula Parsha Yisrael Ksiva. The whole Parsha requires Yisrael. Right? So that Pasuk in Asa Nevo'o Yisrael refers to the whole Parsha. But you see over here, right away, that Hagam that we have, that as far as the Chiv Skila, she's not Nismait at this point. Nevertheless, that the Yisrael requirement is still being memai the chiyuvei habaal. That's the split, and we'll need a mocker for this. We'll see the gemara. Okay, right? You see what we're doing? We're memdal or ma'alf, right? And we're in the mission on the vanim. We decided to start with this sugya, right? A little maybe an easier sugya. And if we have time, maybe we'll go back to the more difficult sugya. Okay. Yeah.
Like to understand Storrs, okay, fine.
Mm-hmm. Right. Storrs is specifically Ksuva, yeah. Okay. The Mishnah goes with, okay, so far we saw the first two parts of the Mishnah. The Reish of the Mishnah talks about when it's Eidasa of Leidasa Shlei Bekdusha, that the Mishnah says that the entire Pash does not apply to her, so therefore we deal with her as a regular Eishes Ish Shezinso, which is the Chiv Chenek, and that's all. There's no Chiv inside the Baal if it's Sheker. The second, Bov in the Mishnah talks about if she's already has a Tzad Yisrael, Stadchel Leidos the Bekdusha, and that the Mishnah says that her Chiyuvim she has, of Parsha, is the Chiv Skila. The fact that there's no Pesach Be'Sevir, as we said, mentioned, is more technical. However, this level of Yisrael, the Leida Bekdusha, is not sufficient for the Chiyuvim that the husband has, the Ish has. Now we're up to level 3. Hoysa Hoydos Leidos Bekdusha. Means she, when Bishas, the heroine, her mother was already a Geyeris. Both parents, for that matter. Could be. We'll see in a moment. You know, as far as, but Hoysa Hayrosa Das Bekdusha Harehi Bekrasi Tochol Vareo. Which now Pashas, what that means? She has the full parasha. Now this is what we mentioned before. You know, as far as Pesach Beis Aviha, so it depends what her father, what his situation was at the time. But that's more technical, right, as far as that. You know, Be'etzim is saying that her, if her Rosh Hashanah Bekdusha, she fits the bill of Yisrael in the parasha, and all the dinim therefore were said to her. If it happens to be that her father was a goy at the time, so then she won't have Pesach Mitzvah because of that.
Would that be any different from any other Jewish girl who had a...
Right, that's what I mean. Right.
Okay.
It's a technical issue.
Right. It's interesting that Yisrael just, I mean, there's no chiyuv of kahal. It's only Yisrael.
Yeah, we're all coming from the post ki osa nevol b'Yisrael, right? That's the word over here that we're working with. Ki osa nevol b'Yisrael. Now the safe of the Mishnah. Let me see Rashi. Now Rashi Gratis says v'yeshla pesach beisav u'meyah sloim. Now what we just mentioned is that yeshla pesach beisav depends on the situation, really, right? So maybe this is a ktsas ha'ora, right? Because in the previous bava in the Mishnah, right? That's what I thought, right? Maybe we'll have to rethink that. In the previous bava, the Mishnah says, ein l'pesach beisav, right? Mm. Right? This, and over here, Harel Holman, Rashi mentions that yesh lo pesach beisav. Now, it's just a technical issue over here, right? The fact that she's more of a Bas Yisrael in this is not really making any difference as far as the Pesach Beis Avi is concerned, right? Then that's what I would have thought.
Does he mean technically because she was born a Yisraelis and maybe her father's a Jew, technically she has a Pesach Beis Av, or does he mean she has, because she's a Yisraelis, she has a din of...
Well, we didn't talk about the father over here. We didn't talk about the father. So the father is one of two options, yeah. Right? So if you tell me Yesh la Pesach Beis Avia, and you tell me intrinsically she has that din, and now you can work out the technical idea. Yeah. Okay, so then the previous case was like that also, right? The difference is that in the previous case, there is no option... Right, of having a father. In this case, that you have one or two options, but it's not really an intrinsic difference.
What
does
that mean? You have one or two options.
Whether her father's whether she has a father or not have a father. Mm-hmm. Right. In the previous case, she definitely does not have a father. Right. If it's a Rosh Hashanah B'Kedusha.
Right.
So the halacha of Pesach Beis Avia is not really changing from the previous bava to this bava. Once that's what I would have thought, right? Right. That's what's mashal thing more. That when she has it in skila, so the din pesach beis avia comes along with it. Now you want to know technically whether she has a father or not? Okay, fine. So, you know, that's no difference than anyone who doesn't have a father, right? Right. Like the safe of the Mishnah. So if you want to talk about the difference between bava 2 and bava 3. Pesach Beis Aviha is not really intrinsically a difference, right? Both of them, even the previous halacha, intrinsically there is a din of Pesach Beis Aviha since she has the Nizkila. Novos, that she doesn't have any father. Okay, so it's a technical that in this bava, right? It also could be the same thing, right? If she has a father, then she does. If she doesn't, right? So I was just a little bothered by why Rashi is speaking out the Yesh la Pesach Beis Avia. I mean, it's not as if to say that did we advance over here so much in the intrinsic difference, or Rashi just speaking out it technically that she could have a Pesach Beis Avia. You hear what I'm saying?
Because you're saying it's Talui in whether she has an Av or not.
Yeah.
If she has an Av, she has a Pesach. If she doesn't have an Av, she doesn't have
Pesach. Right. There's nothing to do with the levels of Kedusha. Right? Even you could have a Bas Yisrael, like I've seen the next above the Mishnah. You have a full Bas Yisrael. If she doesn't have a father, if father doesn't have a house, you're also not going to have that. It's all technical. Yeah. So this, the din of Pesach Beis Avia, the difference between Bava 2 and Bava 3 is just technical. It's not an intrinsic difference. The Mishnah, well, right, the Mishnah is whatever it's discussing, right? Let's say in the previous book, it says in the Pesach Beis Avia. That's technical. Okay, fine. So anyone technically doesn't have it. No, what's over there, pshat is that the technicality is decisive. There is no way for her to have it in the case of Ayhala Harosh Shlei B'Kedusha. Over here, she possibly could. So Akapon, when Rashi says Yesh la Pesach Beis Avia Omei Esloim, these are two different ideas. Yesh la Pesach Beis Avia is more just on the technical aspect, but Yesh la Omei Esloim, the difference between this bava and the previous bava is an intrinsic difference. That the Mekes, obviously that not dependent on anything, right? So in the previous case, that she wasn't enough of a Bas Yisrael. That's why the Sira Halacha didn't apply. In this case over here, now she's a full Bas Yisrael, so then the Halacha Be'etzem intrinsically applies. So these two dinim, Pesach Pesavi, Av, may explain, it would seem to me, are on two different levels. Right? Is it intrinsically? Have we advanced intrinsically, or have we just advanced technically?
I mean, isn't this Talui in the? I mean, if Rashi would be reading the Mishnah now, like Rava, that even if you don't have a, maybe Rashi's reading the Gemara that because she's not a Yisrael, she doesn't really have a din Yisrael. That's why there's no Pesach Beis Aviva, not because she doesn't have a father.
Okay.
Meaning the reason the first Baba isn't because she doesn't have a father, it's because she's not called a Yisraelis. That's why she doesn't have a Pesach Beis Aviva. And why she gets Skila? Because there's going to be a Pesach that'll be Marbe her for Misa.
Okay.
But she doesn't have a din of Yisrael.
Okay. So let's speak it then. We'll see in the Gemara whether about this. So you're offering that maybe when the pasuk is marba skila, we're only marba skila, but we're not marba beis avia, even though that's a detail in the skila. So the din of beis avia really works like the rest of the dinim. Okay, so we'll get him, and then we'll come back to that. Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see that. Rashi before said, "Ein lepesach beis avia, ein soch lehitzia al pesach beis avia." That Rashi might be mashma, like he's saying, Rashi, it's not necessary to do that, as if it's what to do.
Right.
You don't have to, right? You don't have to, like that. The din doesn't apply, right? Okay.
It sounds like you know that he would have thought you'd be me'akiv.
It's still.
She doesn't have a Pesach Lezavia, then you don't have the din skila either.
Well, see, Rashi's not so mashma like that. Right? Rashi's question is whether you need to do that or not. Right? To say that he means to say that if you need it, then the whole parasha wouldn't apply is a little more than Rashi says. Maybe you could think about that, but I don't see all that happening in Rashi. In Rashi, would just seem to say whether we need to do it there or not. Okay, fine. So we'll leave that right now as an open ha'orah, and we'll see when we come to. Now let's see the last bav in the Mishnah. Last bav of the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Yesh lo av ve'ein lo pesach beis ha'av. This bav is talking about a regular Bas Yisrael. Even, right? That yesh lo av ve'ein lo pesach beis ha'av. Her father doesn't have a abayis. That's kipshutah what this means over here. Now one could could start thinking what kind of relationship to the bayis does the father have to have in order to fit this din of abayis? That's it, he's renting, right? I mean, as we're talking about someone that's homeless, someone's in the street, he's living in someone else's house. Like, what is this? Or that maybe that could even, if he has a bias, but so what are the conditions of that? Right? Maybe a rental is that enough? Enough for this halacha. Okay, so I think those who want to get into the Pratim, I'm sure you could find the Maram Kohenis on this. Okay, Akoponim, that if the Av doesn't have a bias, which fits the requirements of Pesach Beis Aviyah, Zok the Mishnah. Yesh lo Pesach beis ha'av ve'ein lo av. Now, what would this mean? Yesh lo Pesach beis ha'av ve'ein lo av. So, I mean, it would mean ein lo av. So, if his father's not, she's a yisoyim, right? So, it means that her father's not living. But it seems to be that we still could. We'll see what this means. But I mean, if he's not living, so obviously he doesn't have a house. Right? Right? So what do we even mean? What do we even mean? Right? In what Yesh lo av? I'm sorry. Yesh lo Pesach beis ha'av ve'ein lo av. Harezu b'skilo. And now this is what you're saying. Right? Zok the Mishnah, these cases that there's no Pesach Beis Ha'av to work with, Zok the Mishnah, don't think that that's a condition Hamakeves in the Chiv Skila. It goes together that in order to carry through the Chiddush the Gemisa of Skila, it has been on Pesach Beis Ha'av. If it can't be done the proper way that the Pasuk says it, then the whole thing Skila wasn't given, and then we're back to Chenek. Zok the Gemara, that we know that it's any elul mitzvah. So therefore, if technically we don't have it, or maybe intrinsically, if we don't have it, right? Nevertheless, it doesn't affect it in skilo. Now, if this is what. If this is what the Mishnah is commenting mechadish to me right now, so one could be ma'ir that, I mean, isn't this already mevuyer before, right? Harezu b'skila ve'en lo Pesach beis ha'av, right? Were it to be that Pesach beis ha'av is a condition, right? Okay, we'll have to see the Gemara to work it out, but let's ask the Ha'or right now, right? In order to properly deal with the question, we have to see the Gemara and the Ribuyim. Mm-hmm. But right now, we're raising a question. The last Bov in the Mishnah would seem to be coming to say that the Din of Pesach Beis Ha'av is not a Tanai HaMakeves in the Chiv Skila. Right? It's only the Mitzvah, and therefore, if it can't be done, that has no bearing on the Skila. Now that we're asking that wasn't this idea already introduced in the previous Bava? In the second Bava, talks about that there's a chiv skila since it was leidos b'kedusha, and the Mishnah says that yesh klasi ve'ein la pesach beis avir. So that lechoris tells me that the din skila is not contingent on the pesach beis avir. Okay, that was the question. Right? We'll see the Gemara, and then we'll see if with the Gemara we could have a direction on this. Zok Rashi, last Rashi. Yesh lo av ve'en lo pesach beis av kigoin she'en lo bayis uvisraelus kamayri. Okay.
So when they argue later on the Kanas. They're really only arguing on the Kanas. Everybody agrees that Yisoma would get Skila. And there's only a question of the Kanas.
Mm-hmm. Fine. Right, now let's see. Zok Gemara, Mino Hanemili. The Gemara is asking a question on a certain part of the Mishnah. Mino Hanemili. As if like we need a source to this. Zok Rashi. Where is the Gemara asking? Right? On the top of Memdal Mbeiz. Mnoah hanemili. So Rashi shehayroso sheloi bektusho veleidos bektusho beskila. Bava number 2 tells us that if she's leidos bektusho, that's sufficient for the condition of Yisrael, and akoponim shall have the din skila. Mnoah hanemili. Zoktoisvis mishum dechsev biYisrael kaboy. Right? Of course, the background to this question is that we understand that this whole Mishnah is is come with the premise that the parasha says Yisrael, and that's why this Giyoris over here doesn't have the dinim of the parasha. So Zok the Gemara, that it seems to be that the Sfar Chitzayna, and as we see, you see something from over here, that the Sfar Chitzayna is that if you need Yisrael, so that really would require Hayrasa Vilei Dasa Bekdusha. That's the Sfar Chitzayna. So therefore asks the Gemara, that even though she was Leidasa Bekdusha, but the fact that that's Hayrasa Shloi Bekdusha, she should not be Bechlal Yisrael. So why is it that the Mishnah says that once she's Leidasa Bekdusha, she already has Dinim of the parasha? Amrei Shlok Shlom Akro Umeisa L'Rabbe is Hayrasa Shloi Bekdusha Leidasa Bekdusha. The Pasik, there's a Ribe Akro, right? The Pasik says Uskolua and Shirbo Avon Vamesa, which the word Vamesa is muter, it's an extra word. That's coming to be Marbe, someone that otherwise might not have been Bechal the Parish because of the Israel requirement. And this is coming to say that a Ribui, that even someone that's not a full Israel could be enough Israel to be Bechlal the Parasha. Dahainu, that Aleidas Bekdusha is sufficient. Zokrashi, Umesa, Uskolo, Klashi, Mabavon, Vamesa, Vahai, Vamesa, Kay Yisrael, fine. Fatimor, Ihochi, Milka, Nami, Nilki, Umeya, Sela, Nami, Rishalim. Right, so this way we see that the Gemara, is this really so mukach? Okay, I wonder. But this is I believe in the Ritva. Ritva says that you see over here that the chiyuvim of the baal go together, and that's why the Gemara is saying that if
what do you mean go together?
That they follow each other. The malchus and the meikes. I mean, the Mishnah only doesn't mention malchus. So in the Mishnah itself, when the Mishnah says Eino loy pesa beisavia v'loy meya sela. So what's with the malchus? So
there's a third thing, lo siya v'isha.
Okay.
Lo siya v'shafa, something like that. I don't
know. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's take another halacha over here. But right now we're discussing the chiyuvei habal, the hainu, the chiyuv malchus, and the knas of meyer kesef. So the Gemara by us puts it together.
You get both.
Yeah.
Loko mashalim.
Mm-hmm. This is one of the Makaris. This is one of the Makaris, yeah. The Mora brings. Right? Yeah. Okay. One second. So, but let's see over here. Is Nachamul. Yeah. So, as I'm talking, I'm wondering. Dahainu Azoi. That Kipshuto, the Gemara's Kasha over here is that if you have a Ribui, so the Gemara is understanding that this Ribui is saying that this is sufficient for the Yisrael requirement, so the full parasha should come along. That's really what the Gemara means. Right? So when the Gemara says, Ihochi milka nami loki umeya kes nami lishalim, I don't really see over there necessarily that these two things go together. Right, because the Gemara's kasha is that you should have the full parasha. That's the Gemara's kasha, right? Not so much that you should have the chiyuv and the baal, and since they go together, so you'll have both, right? That's brings a raya from this Gemara that they see the chiyuv and baal go together from right over here, right? That as I'm talking now, I'm just wondering whether you see from this point in the Gemara that's true, because the point of the Gemara is That thinking that we have the full kim of Yisrael here, so then all the dinim of the parasha apply. It's not so much because these two go hand in hand. right? You have the full fulfillment of the conditions of the parasha. Okay, fine. Sorry, point. I don't want to get. So what do you mean with that?
Don't we normally say lav sheimbo ma'isa? You can't get malchus.
Okay. Let's put these questions on the side right now. These don't pertain to the actual sugi itself. Okay. Yeah. What do you say?
No, I mean, if you don't understand the way you're saying, then what would be the connection anyway between skila and the chiyuvei abal? I mean, it's a flip side. If it's true, she gets skila. If it's not true, you get chiyuvei abal. But it's two different, they're really completely separate dinim.
See, it sounds like that. And as I tell you, where this came from, I didn't mean to get involved. But the Mishnah only talks about the Meir Kesef. Right, mm-hmm. And the Ritva is Ma'ir. Well, what about the Malkus? Mishnah leaves out the Malkus. So, do we mean to say that Ein Lo Meir Kesef, but Malkus there is? Mm-hmm. Right. So, on that, Ritva says that no, Avad is Lav Dafka. The Mishnah is just speaking out the Chiyuvei Habal. And give you one example. How do I know to say what I'm saying? Zok the Ritva. I'm assuming that all the chiyuvei habal follow together. So we thought, I see from the Gemara over here. That was the discussion in the Ritva. So that's why I was questioning that, you know, if you're open to a tzad, that in the Mishnah itself, that only make hesek you don't get, but the Malkus you do get at this point. Oh, maybe that's what he means. Maybe I'm making a mistake. I mean, you see from this Gemara. Gemara asks, right? Gemara asks, if so, you should get Malkus also, right? So you see from this Gemara that the Gemara took on that in this Bavli you will not get Malkus. Maybe that's all he means. Notice that's true, right? Because the question is how to read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Bavli number 2, right? Get Skila, but there's no Knas. What's with Malkus? Now, if you are getting Malkus, then the Gemara's kasha should only be get the Meir Kesef.
Right.
The Gemara's kasha is well, then Ebezer, you should get both, right? So you see that the Gemara understood, right? That's what he means to say, right? The Gemara understood that these two things go together, and that's why the reading of the Mishnah is that you're not getting Meir Kesef, you're not getting Malkus either. Therefore, fretting more, you should be getting both. Right? That's probably what he means. Okay, I made a mistake in understanding. Fine, okay, but let's get back over here. Fretting more kasha. That once you're telling me that we have a ribui, and the ribui definitely is telling me that there's a kiyum of Yisrael. So once you have a kiyum of Yisrael, then the whole parasha should follow. Why is it that the chiyuvei habal are not applicable over here? So it's more macro misal misin strauss of leiliknas. More again uses just. Knas, maybe Malkus Knas. Akoponim, the Mis and the straps of Lila Knas. Now let's see the Rashi over there. No Rashi. No Rashi.
Normally, when we learn something is included, it's across the board.
Okay, I don't know what the normally is, what you're referring to. Yeah, we need to have a source to draw from. The Gemara over here, let's just see what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that the ribui is in the word misa. So on the one hand, it's an extra word, but on the other hand, that the word has a meaning, right? And the word is in the chiyuvei ha'isha. So l'chore, what it means to say is that we only have a source for chiyuvei ha'isha. Now, maybe it's a little more than that, right? And I'll tell you why. Because what we're doing over here is that we're making a split. This is not so simple, right? You know, what's the Gemara understands that this ribui only talks to the chiyuvei ha'isha, right? So let's hear what this means, right? That means that there's a requirement in the parasha of Yisrael, right? We need that she should be a Yisrael. So what makes a Yisrael? Right? So the Svarach Yitzayin is full Yisrael. Hayros Leidos V'Kusha. Right? That's what Yisrael should mean. And therefore, as far as that's concerned, then until you have that, the whole pattern doesn't apply. So why is it that Leidos V'Kusha is enough to give her Skila? So tomorrow, because there is an additional ribui, right? So now, what does that ribui say? That ribui l'chor is saying that the Yisrael requirement is met even in a lighter way. Dahainu merely with a leidasa b'kedusha. That's what we're doing, right? It's translating what's the Yisrael requirement in the pasuk, and that's why the Gemara asks. Well, if that's so fine. If this is a requirement, then you should have the whole thing. How do you have the split? Zokta Gemara, well, because we know from the way the Torah is marbe that it will only be marbe for Misa. But what comes out now, I would think, right? Let's say maybe we could say differently, right? But to me, it seems like that we have a split personality over here, right? That there's two different levels of the Yisrael requirement. When you're talking about her chiyuvim, that the Yisrael requirement is enough to have a leidos to b'kedusha. But when you're talking about his requirements, then I need a full Yisrael, right? And it's not enough leidos to b'kedusha. No, for his, I need a full Yisrael of leidos to b'kedusha. Right? So that means we got from this Reba, from the understanding of the limitation of the Reba, that the level of Yisrael is split in this parasha. Certain dinim need a full Yisrael, and certain dinim, the Yisrael requirement is even a leidos b'kedusha is sufficient. Is that how you understood the Gemara?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I think that I was reading it that it's taka not a Yisrael. It doesn't have the and they're marva to misa. But I hear. I mean, I'm not sure what they're doing.
What about
this? How would you learn? Meaning, now you've got, let's say, a boy. He had horasa b'shalo b'kedusha, v'leidasa b'kedusha. So now you want to go do the milah. Is there a din of Yom HaShmini? Is he a goy or is he a Yisrael?
I don't know. So this is, you're heading into something else. And this is
yeah, but I mean, you're saying it's completely not affected? This is
I don't know what to, yeah, we're talking, the parasha has a Yisrael requirement, and that's what's happening over here. The Mila, I don't know, you know, what the requirements are as far as that. We have to establish, you know, what the sources of Yisrael, etc. And Mila, you know, for Mila, right?
Right, so anyway, there are two. She's going to say that she's getting a din of Parshi Yisrael but not full, or she's not getting a din of Yisrael at all, and she's Marba Lamisa.
So let's, just one thing, so let's taka see the other possibility that you're raising, that you are raising. Let me see, at which point does that happen? I believe like this, that what Michael is saying over here, that rather having a split Yisrael, right, maybe the understanding over here is that we're saying that the Yisrael requirement only applies to the Chiyuvei Habaal. Right, but to the Chiyuvei Ha'isha, there is no Yisrael requirement, I believe. That's what you want to say. No,
no.
Did I say
that? Because if she was Mamas Agiyuris,
right,
for sure she's
okay.
She
that's what I'm saying. Said. So if you can go down that line, then right, you have to split the Yisrael. If you don't split the Yisrael, then that's what should come out.
I hear you.
Right.
Okay. I hear. Right. I hear what you're saying. Why wouldn't it be Marba her? You're saying if it's going to be Marba Lamisa, even though she's not a Yisrael, so let it be Marba even a Giyuris.
Right.
I hear.
Right. So, Akoponim, so, you know, until we work out that possibility, let's shift back to how we initially understood that we have a split Yisrael requirement. Right? That's it. The Pasuk has a requirement, but what level Yisrael is required is split. Because we have the ribui of a mesa, so the mesa Now we'll see in a minute. The Gemara is really going to go the next step. Back upon that, that's where we are right now. Zok to Gemara that if we have a ribui, so why are we limiting the ribui just to one step? Let's let the ribui go the full way, and even haroso vileidasa shloi bikdusha. Okay, a little hard to understand what the Gemara is thinking at this point. Zok to Gemara. Oh, I went the wrong way. That's poshut, so Gemara. Excuse me. Right, I'm sorry. So let me speak out the Gemara again. I skipped a step. Fact the Gemara Akasha, that how do you know to be marbe a hayroso shiloi bikdusha? Maybe the posuk is coming to be marbe hayroso vileidoso bikdusha, meaning to say as if that. So what's the first step, right? Someone that's better than Hayrasa Veleidasa Bikdusha would mean that her parents were not Gerim. Right? Parents were born as Yisrael. Right? Then you could start talking about levels, one parent, two parents, Akoponim. Mm-hmm. But let's say her parents were born as Yisraelim. That would be full Yisrael, and then the Gemara is saying that Hayros of Leidos the Bikdusha, maybe that should be the first level of a compromised Yisrael, right? And therefore the Parsha should be, you should only know the Parsha talking about that. And that the exalted Gemara, that's Yisrael Mal Yisi. That means that Misvora, right? We don't have any source for this, right? In Svora, it's Parsha, unless we have, the truth is because we there are certain halachas that even Hayrasa Veleidasa Bikdusha, is limitations, right? Negate the Koyin, things like that. There are sources. But without any specific source otherwise, the Sforach Yitzayin is that if you need Yisrael, right, Hayrasa Veleidasa Bikdusha is full. That's what this Gemara says over here. So therefore, then without the Ribui, it's poshut that Hayrasa Veleidasa Bikdusha is a Kim of Yisrael. So if I have a Ribui, the Ribui is going to the next step. The aim of Rabbi is Hayrasa Veleidasa Shloi Bikdusha. Now the Gemara is going all the way. This is what I jumped here by mistake. Right? That Fetti Gemara that let the Ribui tell me even Hayrasa Veleidasa Shloi Bikdusha. So the Gemara came Yisrael Mayahani Lei. The original apostle with this whole sugi started from, right, is going to, it will be Nisbatel. Will be Nisbatel. Now, maybe I think Mara is saying that Hayrasa Veleidasa Bikdusha, if you're marbe, remember that. So what is the Yisrael requirement going to be? Now, so therefore, what we have over here is we have some kind of pshara here. Mitzad Echa, the pasuk requires Yisrael, right? On the other hand, we have a ribui. Now, like the Gemara said before, this ribui really could have told us that this compromise, to what's the level that fulfills the Yisrael requirement, is Leidos Bekdusha. This Be'etzim could have applied to the entire parasha, and there shouldn't have been a split in Dinim. On that, the Gemara says that this ribui is only a riba concerning Misa. Right? Concerning the Misa. So, when the Gemara said these two tzadim, that maybe the riba only talks the Hayrasa Veleidasa Bikdusha, or maybe this riba talks even to Hayrasa Veleidasa Shloi Bikdusha, we're all only talking about her chiyuvim. Right, because that we know that the ribui is only concerning her chiyuvim. As far as his chiyuvim, things didn't change. We need the full Yisrael. Right. Okay. Okay, so where we're landing over here, yeah, is like this. That we have a ribui that is a kiyum of what we call it a partial Yisrael, is a kiyum of the Yisrael, which is Leidasa B'kdusha, but that was only said concerning Hiruch Yuvim as far as the Din Misa. But for his chiyuvim, nothing has changed. We have the full Yisrael requirement. It means that you need to have l'haros l'edos v'kedusha.
When it says the word Yisrael, it's talking about nevala asa b'Yisrael. It's talking about when she's guilty, and we're using it to exclude the husband from having to get malchus and pay mea shekel, mea slime, whatever you want to call it, and that's when it's not nevara asa b'Yisrael.
Let me just think for a second. It's Nivu in the Gemara that the Yisrael really talks the entire parasha, right?
But now maybe it talks the entire parasha, but now it's not talking about what it's talking about.
Okay. I hear that. Is that really right? There still is a Yisrael requirement, right? There is a Yisrael requirement even when she's, right? I mean, we're just saying that it's satisfied with a Leidos of Bekdusha, right? We're not nullifying. It's a question of just translating. So, like, what we're doing, the Pasuk of Yisrael, more understands it applies to the whole parasha. Now, just the levels of Yisrael, what kind of Yisrael do you need? So, grada in the vola asa b'Yisrael, in the chiyuv skila, the Yisrael requirement is less than the chiyuv of the baal. Right? Now, is that a ha'ora? Is that ha'ora, that punct, that where the pasuk Yisrael is said, is required less of Yisrael than, you know, where the Yisrael wasn't said? No. Maybe you could.
Is it possible to learn that Yisrael says that when Harasa Shalom Medusha, Veladas Medusha, she's not Yisrael, and that she's really excluded from the parsha, but Bamei says a special Riboy that's Marba, that she's still Yaskila?
But.
Really?
That was what I suggested. That was the discussion we had before. That was what I suggested.
I think that's how I learned the Gemara.
What?
That's how I learned the Gemara.
Right. So that was
the
discussion
we had. I didn't learn the Gemara that would clarify that Yisrael includes this.
Right. So, why then, if that's the thing that is Marba, why isn't it Marba? If it's Marba, even though she's not a Yisraelis, why isn't Marba even a Gioris? Leidasa Shalom Kedusha. That was the question. And that's far.
Right. The Gemara says that Ahani Yisrael, right, which L'chur, that's what it means, that there still is Yisrael requirement. Now, I have to know how to work that out, according to what you're saying.
It's a special ribuy. The misa nisrabs of all the
knas. That's true, but what is this requirement? What is the category that we're talking about? So, I mean, is it better for you to say you agree that it's a level of Yisrael, but it's not a, right? Maybe this is what you could say. It's not a fulfillment of the Yisrael in the Pasuk. The Yisrael in the Pasuk definitely means Hairos Hairos Bekdusha. There's a ribuy in Mesa which tells us that her misa has a different requirement. Which
there's an extra person that gets misa skila. We have a special reboot because it's an extra word. It's an extra person that gets misa skila, even though they don't really belong to get misa skila.
Now, if you learn that way, then the Gemara is asking your question. Saying, oh, if you're going to say that, then the Gemara comes back and says, if you're going to say that, then maybe even Harasa V'leidasa Shaloba Kedusha should also be a Ribui from Misa, and then it comes back and answers, oh, but I've got it.
What am I saying? What's wrong? According to that, what's the Gemara's question? Frek the Gemara, even Harasa V'leidasa Shaloba Kedusha. Uh-huh. Let me just hear what that means. That the Israel still affects this. What's the this? This is not a Israel requirement klape this. This is a new halacha. In Vamesa, in the Misa, it has its own conditions. It's not... How is that tied down? So that point we need to know according to this is that why is this ribui limited with the Yisrael? Whereas if you understand that Vamesa says that Skila is not bound by the Yisrael requirement. That's how the din is that I don't need Harasa V'leidasa Kedusha. Yisrael needs Harasa V'leidasa. I don't need that, right? Because a mesa, so I'm not bound by that, right? I don't have those requirements, right? So then the Fatih Gemara. So if so, then you shouldn't have any requirements. And for the Gemara, no, it says Yisrael. But why does that have any bearing on me? I just broke away. So how does that work, right? That even though the Torah is telling me that I don't have those limitations.
Maybe it's not making a klal. It's teaching on each case. It's saying, on a case where you have Harasa Shaloba Kedusha, Leidasa B'Kedusha, Misa comes to tell you that there would be a skewer. And by Harasa V'Leidasa Shaloba Kedusha, Yisrael comes to tell you that she would not get a skewer. And those tell you the borderline cases, and then you can learn the Kal V'Chomers to the other cases.
Okay, but that makes it a little difficult because... See, if you'll tell me that the din skila is not bound by Yisrael, okay. But you're saying some cases are bound and some cases are not bound. That just makes it already a little more difficult. A little more difficult. Am I bound or not bound? So, does Yisrael have an effect on me or not?
So you're learning that the word... Vermeis is clarifying who's included in the Yisrael, who's not.
Right.
It's giving a new definition of Yisrael.
Right.
But if that's the right case, then I don't understand how you can split it that the husband doesn't get it. I know the Gemara asked that question, but I don't understand. It's not possible.
No, so that's what we're saying. That's what we're speaking out. That there's a split description of the Yisrael concerning different parts of the parasha. Which means that when the Gemara says that Vamesa is this new translation of Yisrael, is only pertaining to the Misa. That's what the Gemara would be saying. This lenient, we'll call it, interpretation of Yisrael, that Leidas Kedusha is already enough for Yisrael, that was only said concerning her Misa. But concerning the husband's dinim, nothing changed. That's what the Gemara would be saying. from your sitting. Otherwise, what you want to offer over here is that we're really breaking away. Yisrael was not said at all concerning the husband's dinim. But somehow we are limited by Yisrael. Okay, so that needs to be worked out. You know, if it's not Peteris Yisrael requirement, it's just some kind of pull. Right? I don't know how to do that exactly. Right, how does that work? Okay, right. Okay, let's not get involved over there right now. Right, those who are into it know what we're talking about. Those who are not.
Tosfos says.
Oh yeah.
I think Tosfos says more like you, but look at the Tosfos Ve'ema. It says V'yesh Lomar. I don't understand what he's saying exactly. But
you see, Tosfos in Rabbis Harosel Ve'dos Ashulei
B'Tusha.
The second Ve'ema. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Right, the most kasha was to be married by her also as usual. Adrab isn't look me crow, be the dummy.
What does the dummy mean?
Similar to what we're talking about. Meaning to say, a level of kedusha, right, rather than not requiring any kedusha at all. So I think Tosfos means.
So look at his Teretz. Yeah. I just want to one line from the Teretz seems to say like you. The Yeshua Kibbutz and Rabbi Harasa Shlomitish Im Kain Golden Line Krat to be so loud. It seems like the word Vermesa is telling us, well, Yisrael is lav dafka, means you don't even need Yisrael at all.
So the lav dafka that he's talking about is a full Yisrael.
Right. So you see clearly that the giloy of Vermesa is clarifying the word Yisrael.
Uh-huh. Okay, fine, very good.
Like you're saying.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. That's how I understand, because I don't fully understand this, but I got that out of the business. I'm pretty sure that's what he's saying.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's really what Tosfos' question is also. Right? With the Dhamma law, Tosfos is saying that this point of the Gemara is learning that there is no Yisrael requirement. In fact, Tosfos, why should you say that? You should be learning a Bididami. That means that it should be how to fulfill the Yisrael rather than nullifying the Yisrael.
Mm-hmm.
So on that basis, it's saying that regardless, there is some kind of bittul or lavdaf kois which is going on over here, right? So once that's so zok the Gemara, then maybe it's totally lavdaf.
But again, that would only be legabe her visa and not legabe the man with his malchus and kenas and all that stuff.
That's where we're standing, Alibademus, right? That's what you're talking?
The split that you're giving me, a split definition, I have a hard time
wrapping
my brain around.
Fine. Okay, that's what we came to point out over here. We only point out defined details, right? And in a chanami, right? So that's we're just offering this. That you know, maybe we'll, you know, just let it sit for a little bit, and you know, percolate a little bit, and you'll see either you'll become more comfortable with it, or you'll
move on to next week.
Okay, you speak to the night seder. You'll see
what about the fact that I asked before that the word Yisrael is written in when it's talking about her punishment? Is there anything to that at all? Or you think it's written on the whole
parasha,
that's it?
Yeah, that's zichem mevuyer, that it's written on the, it's in the whole parasha, right? That's
well,
what,
making it
that's
on,
what you see
only on the man
the
and not on the lady.
that's after the Ribuyim, right? So the Ribuyim, right, tells us now. Okay, when what I was saying that it still talks in Torah Parasha, just what the different levels of it, right? Later, way I think what you're learning, you're really taking it out, right? Really, the way you're learning it, I believe. Your question is maybe the Shitascha.
I back down anyway because I think clearly Tosfos looks like Yisrael.
Okay.
I think I'm learning wrong track.
Well, the next Tosfos deals with these kinds of issues, so maybe then I don't know about now, but maybe might be worth reading that, the In Cain one. I don't know if it's going to answer your question, but he deals with these kinds of issues.
One second. Okay, we're understanding the Gemara's kasha was let it be marbe even hayrosa veleidosa shaloi b'kedusha. So the Gemara's question over here is really that the whole Yisroel requirement. Okay, right. This we have to speak out. This is Tais's question, right? We have to speak this out in the Gemara like this. We're saying that the ribui of Vamesa, which is watering down at I'll leave the emes, right? The Yisrael requirement, right, is only concerning her dinim, but his dinim are ben kaimei emet Yisrael, right? The Gemara's kasha is that hayros leidasa shlei bikdusha. All her dinim should apply even. So what the Gemara really is saying, right, that there should be no Yisrael requirement on her dinim. When the Gemara asks that we should be mad, even Hayros v'Ledos HaShloi B'Kedusha. Right? So the Gemara's question is that there should be a full split. That the Yisrael requirement only refers to his dinim, and her dinim have no Yisrael requirement at all. Right? Now, maybe, your ha'orah of Naval Asab Yisrael, right, would stand out over here, right? If that would be true. Because Naval Asab Yisrael is talking about her, right?
I mean, it's interesting. Rashi brings it down. And seems to come down from Nevala of Israel, but you've also got a pasuk of Besulis Israel, right?
What's the pasuk of Besulis Israel? That's also by Motzi Shema.
Yeah. Know. What?
Yeah. What's that pasuk?
Well, it's brought down later in this the Tani Ami Besulis Israel below Besulis Gerim.
Where is that?
Middle of the daf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's that pasuk?
I don't remember the pasuk. Yeah, Chumash.
I have the whole thing quoted here.
Hoytzi Shem Ra B'Sulas Yisro. Right? Right? That's another pasuk. Hoytzi Shem Ra Al B'Sulas Yisro. Okay. That's Yisroel, which Taka talks about the tzad of Sheker.
Mm-hmm. We're learning from that word Yisroel that it has to be. That's the word we're learning from.
Rashi says not. Right. Rashi is often about Yisroel.
And this is partially what Tosos is dealing with.
But let's speak out, because Tosfos' question is a question that we should be asking, right? So let's just see. Pasha in the Cheshbon over here, right? Right now that we have things clear, so let's see that we should have asked this question.
I don't know if we have things clear.
One last, because I'm gonna be like this. Right? What we're saying now is as follows. Right? We're saying that the Sfora Chitzayin is that the Yisrael requirement would require a full Yisrael Haras and Das Bekdusha. Right? The Mora tells us that the reason why that is not remaining now is because we have a ribuy. However, says the Gemara, that ribuy is only concerning her dinim, right? So as far as his dinim is concerned, the Yisrael Nepotzi says, I need a full Yisrael, right? Her dinim is what the ribuy is, which is adjusting the Yisrael, right? Asks the Gemara at this point, the Ema Hayros Avedas Shlebetusha, which basically means that maybe the Rebbe should tell me that I don't need the Yisrael requirement for her dinim. That's the Gemara's question, and that the Gemara says, well, you know, what's with Yisrael, right? So that the question I have to ask, what do you mean, what's with Yisrael? Yisrael's talking about his dinim, right? Right, mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like that. It's not necessarily. That's Tosis's mm-hmm. question,
right?
But there's two separate words, Yisrael.
Okay, so I don't know. That's getting us mixed up over here. I don't know.
maybe the word Yisrael, by Mesuz Yisrael, is his requirements, and maybe the word that the Nevala Yisrael is talking about her requirements, and therefore in Keni Mayahani the word Yisrael about her requirements. In Cain, why do I need the word Yisrael by her requirements if she doesn't need to be Yisrael at all?
So look at the Tosis. This looks like that maybe this is different stuff than Tosis. So Tosis asks this question, right? Now at this point we're working just
Tosis in Cain?
Yeah, Tosis in Cain. Right? In Cain Yisrael Mayahani. The Morris Kasha was that the Ribuy of Mesa, let's learn the Rebbe the full way, which basically means that we'll say that concerning her dinim, there is no Yisrael requirement. Right? Yisrael concerning doesn't go on her at all. Right? On that, the Gemara says, no, you can't, because it says Yisrael. But otherwise, what do you do with Yisrael? The Gemara says. So on that, Taisis Kasha was Taimur Rajbo, the name Ahani Leishla Yilkov Lashirisham Mekesev. Basically, that means that posik is talking about his dinim. Regardless, that's what we're saying, that the ikur posik, the full requirement of Hayras and Lasna Vilas Bekdusha is still intact for his dinim.
Even right? If by her dinim there's no requirement of Yisrael at all.
Right, that's what he's saying, right?
For her dinim.
Right? So the Gemara's answer to this was that I can't go all the way because, you know, there's Yisrael over here, which, what do you do Yisrael? So I'm not learning what do you do Yisrael. Right? We know what you do Yisrael. Yisrael's talking about his dinim, right? That's for sure. The full mashmois. So fine. So maybe Yisrael doesn't go. If we have a ribuy, so then it'll take her din away from Yisrael totally. Va'omeri, the svara hu sheyena l'chol haparsha. So the first teretz that Tosfos says, right, they're working with this same pasuk in kinevola also Yisrael. At zoch the Gemara, it's a svara that applies to the entire parsha.
Meaning it has to have a kiyum also for her.
Right. Now this might be maybe like Rabbi Yo was saying, that since this pasuk is talking about her chiyuvim, so that's why it's poshut that it's talking about the entire parent.
Mashmoy affects her also.
Right. The mashmoy's taste is grad doesn't sound like that sounds like he's talking in general, the whole parasha. According to the way you know that ha'ori is, that the taste should say that it definitely should apply to where it said. Right?
Right.
Akopam, let's see if I oid oimeri, the le'inyan malchus umeya kesef loy istrich lemutim mi bisrael. The misulas Yisrael, the misulas gain matin luhu. So now Tosis brings in this, right? And what Tosis is saying is like this. Means Avada, this Gemara's kasha, right? Is working with this pasuk over here. Yeah, it's working with this pasuk over here, and so Zok Taisvis, that the reason why the Gemara is saying that Yisrael Maya Hanilei, because he can't tell me that this Yisrael is for his dinim, because his dinim have their own Yisrael, right? That'll be what.
That's the Va'od Amari.
Right. That's the Va'od Amari, right? Let me just see something for a second. Things get a bit complicated over here. That what was the Gemara's question? In other words, if now we know that we really have two Yisraels over here, one Yisrael talks to her din, one Yisrael talks to his din, right? Now we have the pasuk of so the Gemara's the Sfarach Yitzayne is that there's a Yisrael requirement. But now that we know that two psukim, so that means that there's a Yisrael requirement for both her dinim and his dinim. And for the Gemara, we have a ribuy, right? Vomeso.
That she had skila even if she had harasa shalom and dush.
Right. Fret the Gemara that, so there should be a chi, his dinim should also apply if you have merely Leidas the Bikdusha. So, according to what we're saying right now, that means that we're understanding that this Ribuy should affect both Yisroels in the parish. That's what the Mord Kash is going to have to be now. Right? Kinevola also be Yisroel, really is Taka Apostik by her Chiv. Right? Her chiyuv. Let's see. The pasuk umesa. The Gemara's understanding at this point is a general ribuy. So then it'll talk to both Yisrael requirements, and for the Gemara it only talks to her requirement. See, according to this, it comes in a little bit better that it's not such a split, right? Because there's a Yisrael requirement that the Torah talks about her dinim, and Yisrael learning for his din. So there's two different requirements, right? It's not come from the same place, right? So according to this, what this means is. So when the pasuk says Vamesa, it says that the Yisrael requirement which talked to her, that's Hayras Le'adas Bekdusha. His requirement, you know, that doesn't talk to it, right? So it's a little bit easier that, and as I've added it, the requirement is split, but it's not like it comes from one source. Till now we were thinking it comes from one source, and we're splitting that one source. But according to the way we're saying right now, there's taka two different sources. The Gemara was working that Vamesa should affect both sources, right? And the same way Vamesa is being marba leidasa b'kedusha, so that should be for both Yisrael requirements. We're assuming that it's the same Yisrael requirement, even though it's two different sources. But lecharet should be the same one. On that, the Gemara tells us that no. That this Ribuy Taka only talks to the Yisrael requirement klapi her dinim, right? So that's why it's choluk. So the etzin din is choluk, but according to this, it's easier because we're not splitting the one Yisrael klapi this and klapi that. Okay, very good. Go ahead.
Now we understand the Yisrael requirement anywhere in the Torah could be different.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on what the parsha is.
Right. Right.
Even within the same parsha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the same parsha. Right?
Yeah. Right. Uh huh. Mm hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that definitely makes makes it easier. Okay. Very good. Very good. All right. All right. And I thought that maybe we could another sugi over here. I have a hard time getting past the first one here.
I am going to ask you a question on a Tosfos from Aleph here.
Okay, one second. One second. Okay. I think it's a little late to start the next piece over here, even though we have to control ourselves, right?
I was bothered how Rav Yosef Uli can say by mafata. He says by mafata. Remind the Rav is some of the knas. But if she's a Yisrael man, it's Mefata, so then she's Michael. So I asked this question, and then I looked it up in the Masifta, and...
Let me hear the question again. What was the question?
Rabbi Yossi, that pasuk is written by Mefata.
Right.
And we're saying that Mefata has kenas.
Now one second, slow.
And she's a Yisoma. And she was Mefata, so she was Michael, and there's no father, so it's supposed to go to her. So how can Yisoma have kenas? So the Masifta has a footnote on this, and it says, look at the Marsha, and the Marsha says that in Rashi's learning v'mayin y'mayin aviyah l'rabbi sisam l'knas is only talking about Otis and not Mefata. And if you read the Rashi, Rashi talks about Gzeres Shava between the two. He's learning the Rashi that pasuk is only about Otis and not Mefata, which when you're in the Gemara you thought it's talking about Mefata. But then my question is answered. But he says the Melchamos, I guess the Ramban, argues with this and learns that Vimon Yimon Rabbi Yossi is going Kenas for both. He has an explanation, and then somebody, Rabbi Dan, told me that Zechariah Adler said that this exact question is dealt with by Rabbi Chana Wasserman and the Granat.
Okay.
How Mefata Yisoma can have Kenas when she's this according to Rabbi Yossi Lili.
Maybe the rabbi is the same the knas. Talking about this pasuk is that she could be mine. I'm afkav d'chsev ba'oynis v'nos navi hanayru ba'oynis u'mafat mehadod igmiri mechayiv knas. Ayisoymo. Right, that's the Rashi. Rashi talks about noise. Avid chsev ba'oynis. V'nosen lavi hanayro. V'manadodig miri mechayiv knas. I'm afkav d'chsev ba'oynis v'nosan lavi hanayro. Avi hanayro. It would seem that you need the av to have the parasha. Knas. Avi hanayro. V'oynis mefata mehadodi gimiri. or he's talking about therefore mifate is also Navi Hanaira. Mechayiv Knas Ayisoyim. Okay. So I don't see that that's what Rashi is doing. Okay, but we'll have to discuss it at a different time.
He's dealing with a different problem. The question is, does he say that agav? His agav in his lashon.
Look at the marsha.
Okay. I'll have to see it.
But he's dealing with the problem of why isn't it? You know, it's there. It's marba a yisoma. So maybe by you know motzi shemra, it's not marba.
Uh huh. Right. He's still from the first step. It was the limit onus to mafate. What's going on over there? Are we trying to get this din to onus or? We need oinis in order to develop the halacha of bar mefate. Rashi, the beginning of the Rashi, the first part of the Rashi.
No, so the question is, what's here, they're saying that you should exclude because it says la'avianara.
But where does it say la'avianara?
By motzi shemra also. It says it by onis.
Uh-huh.
It says it by onis, and it also says it by motzi shemra, right?
Right, but it doesn't say it by mefate.
Right, so and it says mine yemayin by mefate.
Right.
So I think the way that Rashi is understanding the kasha is that you see.
Yeah, I want to be before the kasha. Just okay. What does Rabbi Yossi say? Rabbi Yossi says, right, the rabbis is same with the knas. Right, Rabbi Yossi Aglili. What's this? What's this? He's being marba Yisoyma for Knas. Which Knas?
Are we in the Masev?
Right. So in the Masev we bring Ashita Sebeisi Haglili.
Right. So I think the way he understands Yossi Haglili is this: is that. Over there, it says
what's,
by onus.
What's
by onus, it says la'avianara. Okay.
Okay.
But you also have mayin yemayin, which tells you, and we have a gezeirah shava between mefata and onus. So it tells you that even when she's a yisoma, you don't have la'avianara. Doesn't come to say you don't get by yisoma by onus. Mayan Yamayan tells you that when it says La'avianara ba'onis, it's not telling you that a Yisoma doesn't get. It's telling you that when the father's there, then it goes to the father. So here too, by Motzi Shemra, when it says La'avianara, it also means
okay. We're not there.
Okay, fine.
Step number one.
Okay.
So what I was wondering is that how do you learn the Rashi? Are we going back to Onis? Well, the pasuk that she can remember mine, she's a yisoma in the parasha of mefate, right? The question is that, well, there's no avin in the parasha of mefate. So, what's the chiddush over here? The rabbis, you tell me the rabbis that there's knas in mefate, because the mefate talks about a yisoma. So, I see over here that there's a chi of knas, even though there's no father. So then the question is, well, there's no father requirement. The Teretz is, no, there is father requirement. How do you know? I learned that from Oinus. Right? So that's the first, that's Ketrut what's happening in Rashi.
Yeah.
Now, on that, we're also asking the question that in that case, it's not Nochim because she's Moichel. So that's why, you know, maybe you want to send it to Oinus now. Right, but is that what Rashi's doing? Right,
he said there's another pshat in the Marsha. The Marsha has a second pshat, or you can say that Rabbi Yosef Guli holds that the Chachamim who argued Rav Meir that onus mafata is even by ketana, and this is soma is the ketana by mafata, and the soma by ketana.
So that's what I was thinking.
So
but
she can't be Michael.
But could she be mine? But could she be mine? That's what I was in Sopik about. Right. If she doesn't have a das to be meichel, then does she have das to be mamayin?
but Masha says that as the second.
Okay, right, right. That's what I was thinking, right? That's what I was thinking. That answer, but I was misupik about that if you need das to be mamayin, so I don't know if it's tana to be mamayin either.
Well, we know she can. Right. That's your point.
What do we know?
That a katana can be mamayin. She has to be mamayin.
No, I'm talking about over here. Not the din mean of this halacha over here.
Sorry.
Okay. In this parasha, v'moyin yimoyin aviyel l'sitaloi.
But that she doesn't want to marry the guy.
Right. She doesn't have das. Does this require das?
Well, we say that the girl can refuse to marry the guy. The father can refuse that the girl should marry the guy, or the girl can refuse to marry the guy. So somebody told me there's a tosis. I didn't see the tosis. Somebody told me the tosis. The girl can only refuse if she doesn't have a father.
That's what's
happening over here, right? No? Isn't that what sounds like happening over here?
If she has a father...
What made us decide that she has no father over here?
If she has a father, she can't refuse, because the father can marry off to anybody she wants. So if the father is masking to the shidduch with this onus mafata guy, she has no say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but that's not like our previous gemara, you know that, right?
I have no idea.
From four or five daf ago, the Gemara says, Mamish for sure not like that. So just understand that there's a Gemara that says not like that Shita. Okay. Okay. I don't want you to have in your head that that's the only Shita. That's not, that for sure the Gemara 5 daf ago said not like that.
Can you show me the Gemara, please?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The requirement to marry if she was a katana.
To marry if she's a katana.
He's still required to marry if she becomes a gadol in time, no? Isn't it possible that she could have a pitui as a katana, but a mian as a gadol?
Just give me the background. Where this comment is coming off?
He's saying, but the girl who is mafata, that she refuses the marriage, but we wait till she turns a gadol and then she refuses it.
Well, the Rav said that if she's a katana, she doesn't have das.
Right.
So I'm saying that it could be that the pitui was when she was a katana, but the mian was when she was a gadol.
So she can't be, because the pitui was when she's a katana. She can't be mochel. Because right. The mechil has to be then.
Right.
The mian is later, and she can give me more.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's a good answer. That's a good answer. Mm-hmm.
That'll solve that problem.